and welcome to the Metlakatla High School Gymnasium. This is Lyle Huff, and I'm going to bring you Glacier Bear basketball tonight here. Well, folks, if you weren't here, you missed a good JV basketball game here as the Haynes Glacier Bears were down by 12 at one point, fought all the way back, and at the 5-minute 20 mark of the fourth quarter, they actually took the lead by one, and then unfortunately Matt reeled off six quick points in about 35, 40 seconds and opened up the lead, and the Haynes Glacier Bears never could quite recover from it. Had the foul send them to the free throw line, and the final score in that JV game was Metlakatla 66, Haynes Glacier Bears 58. But it was quite a game, much better even than last night's game, and that was a good one too. Well, our Haynes varsity boys, of course, went down to defeat last night by a score of 61-34, but they've made a few adjustments. Dylan Swinton didn't play at all in the JV game, and Matthew Green did not either, so they're going to up the ante a little more pressure. I was talking to Coach Ann Fossman. Steve is not with us on this trip as he's a bit under the weather, but anyway, they've changed up a few things. They're going to take the ball to the Chiefs, see if they can draw some fouls on the big kids underneath and maybe make a difference as far as being able to control the boards. They had a tough time with rebounds last night and blocking out. Matt got a number of offensive boards and putbacks on it. So they're going to see if they can make a few corrections here, get some of the bigger kids out. And when I say bigger kids, of course, we're talking at 6'3", the Gromley kid and the Henderson kid at 6'2". And then there's a freshman, Danny Marsden, at 6'2". And they pretty much controlled the boards for the Chiefs last night. For the Haynes Glacier Bears in that JV ball game, let me run down the scoring real quick for that one. On the Chiefs side of things, Josh Bethel had 21 points in the ball game. He was fouled by Lyle Horn at 22 points. Of course, those 22 points, he got those just right from inside. Lyle Horn never gets more than about 3 or 4 feet from the basket. A big fellow, and once he gets it down low on the block, he's got a good step to the hoop, and it's hard for somebody to block him off. So he came away with 22, and then Christian Hayward picked up 8 points. Rest of the scoring by the rest of the Chiefs. For our Haynes Glacier Bears, they were led in scoring by Trevor Cox. He had 26 last night. He also had 26 this evening, followed by Hudson Sage with 10 points in the ball game, 6 points for Palmieri, and 4 points for Stegan, and Fowler had 2 points. All right, Dylan Palmieri also finished with 6 points here. They were asking me a question here about the laptop. There's another big basketball game going on. The Metlakatla town team is down in Prince Rupert playing in the championship game there. So anyway, trying to keep that one sorted out. Metlakatla ended up winning that one, I guess, by a score of 77-74. So, of course, everybody here is cheering and watching the team go. Glacier Bears there around Coach Ann Fossman to my left. I'm up on the stage here, and the Chiefs are at my right. And we'll get this one underway here in just a few minutes. We'll be doing the national anthem. But last night, Klinger, Stearns, Badger, Green, and Swinton started the ball game out, and I think that's probably how they're going to start it out here tonight. But we'll have to see how it goes here. All right, introducing the Glacier Bears. They'll be introduced there in their traveling black uniforms. And Dylan Swinton, he's a 6-foot freshman. He 1 for 2 from the free throw last night, had 6 points in the ball game. Matthew Green finished with 4 points. He's a 5-foot-10-inch junior. He was 2 for 5 from the free throw line. And Jordan Badger finished the ball game with 9 points. He's a 5-foot-8-inch senior. He was 1 for 2 from the line. And a 5'8" senior, Josh Stearns, finished the ball game with 4 points. Did not get a chance to go to the line last night. And senior Kyle Klinger at 6'8" finished the ball game with 8 points. And what they're going to do is work on taking the ball to the hoop. Maybe Kyle, they want him to be a little more aggressive at it. As in our book anyway, and in the official book, Kyle never did get to the free throw line at all last night, so they want a little more pressure out of him and see if he can draw some fouls on the big kid. And now for the Metlakatla Chiefs, and they're going to start out. They got some big kids, and they're pretty young. I talked to their coach, T.J. Scott, and he's really looking forward the next couple, 3 years because he's got freshmen and sophomores. Danny Marsden, he had 16 points in the ball game last night. He's a 6'2" freshman. He was 3-for-4 from the nine. And Carson Winter, he had 8 points in the ball game. He's a 5'10" sophomore. And sophomore at 5'9" sophomore, he had 10 points in the ball game. He's Trenton Clark. And now for James Henderson, he's had 12 points in the ball game. He's a 6'2" sophomore. And to round out the starters for the Chiefs will be Xavier Gromley. He had 7 points in the ball game. He's 6'3" junior. He had 1-for-4 off the line. So they're starting out some young players, junior, sophomore, and freshman. And then coming off the bench, this Josh Bethel comes in for them quite a bit. Colin Williams shows up. Chris Marsden goes into the ball game too. Glacier Bears are out on the court first here. Chiefs to my right. They'll be stepping out on the court here. Last night, like I mentioned, the Chiefs came out strong here, went right to the hoop, opened up the lead. But tonight we'll see if the Glacier Bears can make a few changes. Klinger, Swenton, Stearns, Green, and Badger out there for the Glacier Bears. Gromley, Henderson, Clark, Winter, and Marsden for the Chiefs. Everybody shakes hands here now. We'll be having the same jumpers here as last night. Official steps in. Kyle and Xavier shaking hands. Official steps in. Off tap is going to be controlled by Badger of the Glacier Bears, and they're going to be going to my right. They come down, goes to Stearns, looks, comes back out to Badger. He looks inside for Swenton, can't do anything, comes back out to the top of the key. They go inside to Klinger. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. However, going to be Glacier Bear basketball. As they tried to go inside to Kyle down low on the block, wasn't able to get a hand on it, however, and it goes out of bounds. Swenton inbounds, left-hand side, goes inside to Stearns. He puts it up off the hard iron, too hard. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Marsden. He gets it back quickly into the hands of Clark. Clark will bring it down. Now Winters will take it and run the offense. They go right-hand side. Glacier Bears in their man-to-man defense. Gromley comes out, sets the screen, kicks the ball back out to Marsden. Long three on the way back off the glass. No. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Henderson. He'll take a couple dribbles, goes right-hand side. Glacier Bears not sagging back at all on their defense this time. Klinger's hanging back in there waiting for Gromley. Gromley likes to come across that lane, and so does Henderson. But this time they're going to keep him back. Puts it up. Klinger comes around with it. Outlet pass to Badger. Badger's on the dribble. He's going to the hoop. Changes his mind, however, as Winters hustles back. They try to go back inside to Klinger. Still being tapped around. Going to go off of one of the Chiefs then out of bounds, so Glacier Bears are going to have the ball on their right-hand side. Green inbound for the Glacier Bears this time. Comes down, stops the ball, looking, still can't find anybody. Now he gets it out to Swenton on the right-hand side. Almost stolen away. Now it is. As the Chiefs quickly come up with it, and Clark's on the dribble left-hand side. He comes back down, comes back out to Marsden. They'll set the offense way beyond the three-point arc. They spread it way out and cut across the lane. They go to Gromley, back inside. Long arc, three-pointer by Clark. No, rebound comes back down in the hands, and we're going to be tied up to the floor. Well, goes around. Finally, the Chiefs come up with it. Marsden puts up the shot, and he's got it. He puts up a three, and that's the first 3 points of the ball game. Chiefs live and die by that three a lot, too, although they do go inside. But talking to TJ, he said if they get on that row of threes, they're going to stay with it. Badger goes to left-hand side. 6:20 to go here in the first quarter of play. Glacier Bears haven't scored yet. Green tries to go inside. Now they go to Klinger. He turns around, faces the hoop, stops, wants the race line. Now there's going to be a foul. He's going to draw it. That's what they wanted to try to do here. Kyle did the right thing. He went right to the hoop and was able to draw it, and that's going to be the first foul, the first team foul on the Chiefs, first one on Gromley. Glacier Bears are going to have the ball back on the left-hand side. Green will set it up. 6:11 to go here, just first quarter of play. Klinger comes down the center lane. They can't get it to him. They got alley-oop all the way out to Stearns. He tries to go back across, stolen away by Marsden. Marsden's on the dribble, stops, kicks the ball up. Nice pass over, missed the shot, however. Rebound down to Gromley. He gets his own board back up again, and then he's going to draw the foul this time. Two quick offensive rebounds that time by Gromley. He put it up and was able to draw the foul on the Glacier Bears. Let's see who the official is going to show. It's going to be two shots, fouls on 31. Kyle Klinger, that'll be his first personal foul. The officials come right over this direction right here to the scorer's bench so we get a good view of who they're going to call the foul on. One for four from the free throw line last night. This one is good. Rolls around. That's his first point of the night. First one from the free throw line for the Chiefs. 4-0 is the score. Glacier Bears had a couple opportunities, just didn't get them to go here. Chiefs with the basketball at the free throw line. Shots on its way. This one is nothing but net. Puts up his second one from the free throw line. That's his first 2 points. Glacier Bears will bring the ball back down. Stearns comes down. Keeps on the dribble. Stops. Goes right inside to Badger. Badger looks inside. Wants the baseline. Good defense. And they go back inside to Swenton. Stott, he wants to put up the shot. He's going to get it. It's going to be on the ground. The foul ball did go in, but the official says no. 2-5, so the Glacier Bears are doing what they want to do. They're getting some quick fouls on the two big kids inside. Swinton did the right thing. He put a couple of dribbles on the floor and was able to draw that foul. Glacier Bears have the ball on the right-hand side. They set up the stack play. All the men lined up. They go to Green. He reverses the ball back around. Gives up his dribble, however, goes to Stearns. Reverses it to Badger. He looks inside. Turn around, Swinton. He wanted to put up the shot. It's partially checked. Back to Stearns. Back to Badger. Swinton had the man in the air that time. Could have gone to the hoop, but elected to put it up. And Romley's a big, tall kid. He's just swatted it away. 5:30 mark. Now there's going to be a three-second call on Kyle Klinger here. He was working on the opposite side, weak side. Just didn't get out of the paint. And the official standing right there, and he'll call it on him. Clark gets the ball back into Winters' hand. Winters will bring it up. Chiefs lead 5-0, just beginning the mid part of the first quarter. Marson goes right to the hoop. He puts it up and in. He just went right to the hoop and laid that one in. He's got 5 of the 7 points for the Chiefs. Glacier Bears are yet to get on the board. They try to go outside. Stearns almost gives it up, but gains it back again. Now they come back to the side, goes inside to Swinton, stops, drives to the hoop, going to be knocked out of bounds, but that's what they want to do. It's still going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Coach Ann talked to them about that, and they worked on it a little bit here, discussed what they wanted to try to do tonight, and the boys are doing it. Now if they can just get a couple more fouls on the big kids and change the complexion of the ball game real quick. Swinton with the ball, right-hand side, slaps it, looking, still can't find anybody. Got to be some movement. They go all the way out to Stearns. Dives back down to Badger. Stops. Gives up his dribble, however, and he goes left. Back out to the top of the key. Reverse around to Green. Green goes hard to the hoop. Partially checked, however. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Gromley, and he'll get it off to Marsden. Marsden will bring it across. Now he gets it back over to Winter. Winter runs the offense a lot. Between Winter and Clark, they run the offense quite a bit. Chiefs spread it way out, like I mentioned. Now they go back inside to Winter. Up and in. So he found a... Gromley found him breaking across the lane. Nobody picked him up here. Glacier Bears down 9-0 right now. 4:20 to go here in the first quarter of play. Badger looks. Goes left-hand side. Back to Stearns. Back to Badger. And he wanted to go inside to Klinger. He gets it, however. It was partially tapped away. Now Klinger wants to go down. He goes to the baseline to Green. Alley-oop inside. Going to be back in the hands of Swinton. He's on the drive. Now there's going to be a foul on Marsden. All right, so all three of their big men now have at least one foul each, so Glacier Bears still accomplishing here. And Coach Ann Fossman's going to call a 30-second timeout here to talk about it a little bit, as they've been able to do what they wanted, but offensively they're having a little trouble getting into getting a good shot. Also, one of the things I noticed here right away, too, that they've changed up a little bit is Badger, you know, has been playing out on their wings now. He usually handles the ball for him, but... they're getting the ball back into Josh Stearns' hands a little bit more, along with Matthew Green bringing it down, letting Jordan Badger go to one of the wings, either right or left-hand side. Right now he's on the right-hand side. And what basically T.J. Scott has done for the Chiefs is he's put Marsden out there because he knows Jordan likes to shoot that three. Marsden's a big kid at 6'2", and he's right on top of Jordan, so it's making it a little difficult for him to get that shot. Hopefully Jordan maybe can take him to the hoop a couple times and get a foul. Klinger with the basketball now. He looks inside, back to Stearns, over to Badger, all alone, left-hand side, and he's got it. Just talking about it, Jordan buries a three here, so Glacier Bears are on the board now. 3-9 is the score. 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. Winters out at the top. Badger puts a little pressure on. We're way beyond the arc here. Glacier Bears sagging back. They go to Gromley. Out the free throw line, breaking down the lane. His cousin swatted away nicely by Klinger as he went hard to the hoop. And now it's going to go off of one of the Chiefs. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Nice defense that time by Kyle Klinger as he came across, recognized what they were doing as they split the high post to go into the hoop, and he stepped back and just swatted that one away. Stearns will bring it up. Badger goes to the right-hand side this time. Turns around, faces the hoop, can't find anything, and they'll reverse it all the way around to Green. Green looks inside. Alley-oops inside to Swinton, stops, puts it up a little bit short. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Gromley as it came off the iron. Nice shot that time by Swinton. Too bad he couldn't get it to go. He was about 6 feet out. Nice open shot, just didn't fall. Henderson out at the top with it. He'll go back to Clark. Clark goes down the lane. Clark likes to dribble it. He's a left-handed shooter, and it looks like Henderson came away with that board, and he put it up and in, and that's his first 2 points of the ball game. Glacier Bears come down quick to the right-hand side to Badger. Back out to Stearns, over to Green. Green, that's going to be called for the travel. He gave a couple of head fakes and ended up moving his feet. And the ball is going to go back to the Chiefs at the 250 mark of the first quarter. Glacier Bears 3, Chiefs 11. Winners out at the top with the dribble. Badger comes out, puts some pressure on. Right-hand side, nothing as they go inside to Clark. Now they go to Marsden, spin. Jumper from about six and rolls over the front of the rim and up and in. So pretty hard to stop him once he gets that inside position there, and he put up a little three-footer and got it to go. Down the center lane is Stearns. He puts it up too hard off the glass, fought four underneath. Klinger couldn't hang on to it. Ball ends up in the hands of Winter, and he'll bring it down across for the Glacier or for the Chiefs. Glacier Bears drop back in their man-to-man defense. Come back around. Good defense by Badger. Didn't give it away. Now they go out to Clark. He puts up a long three. Klinger comes down with the ball. He's got an outlet pass. He goes to Badger, back to Stearns. Stearns almost loses it as Winter came by and tapped it, but Josh hustles over and picks it up. Goes left-hand side to Badger again. Come out. They've extended a little farther out on Jordan now. They go back inside to Swinton. He goes to the thing, and there's going to be a no foul on it. The ball's going to be checked out of bounds. Dylan Swinton was hoping there'd be a foul on it as he was surrounded by three guys, but it didn't happen. The ball went out of bounds, so Glacier Bears still going to have the basketball on their side. Swinton spots. There's Klinger down the lane. He didn't see him. Back to Badger. Three-pointer on the way. Right rebound. Fought for underneath. Swinton comes up with it. It's going to go off of one of the Chiefs and out of bounds. Swinton was down in there with Gromley and Marsden, all of them a bit taller than he is, but he came down with the ball and was able to bounce it off of one of the legs of the Chiefs, so Glacier Bears are going to get it back. Badger right-hand side. Wants the baseline. Doesn't get it, however. Back to Stearns. Back to Badger. Looking the right-hand side. All the pressure's over on that side. Chiefs are playing a man-to-man defense right now. They're sagging back on it. Now there's going to be a three-second call on Klinger as he was in there, which basically was pretty fortunate for the Glacier Bears because the Chiefs had made a steal at that point, and he was on his way. 1:30 to go here. First quarter of action. Chiefs 13, Glacier Bears 3. Winters will bring it up across. Badger steps. Winters drives to the hoop. Badger knocks it away for a second back to Marsden. He'll put it up from the baseline. Doesn't go, however, and the rebound goes back to the Chiefs again. Comes back into Marsden, and he's going to draw the foul on Green, and he's going to get the bucket. Marsden posted up low. And Green is right there. That'll be Marsden's 7th point. 6'2 freshman down there. He works hard underneath, and it does count. Foul's going to be on number 15. That'll be Matthew Green. That's his first personal foul. Pretty tough matchup for Matthew if Marsden, he outweighs him, too, by about 50 pounds, I'd say. Shot's on its way on the free throw line. He's got it. He's got 8 points. The Chiefs are 3-for-3 from the free throw line right now. Comes back to Stearns, reverses it back to Badger, left hand side. They try to go inside. Goes Klinger, comes away with it. Out a little hook shot, and he's got it. Kyle Klinger gets his first 2 points of the ball game as he put up a nice little hook shot, got it to go. High over everyone else. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Comes back down left hand side. Goes back to Marsden. Nice defense that time by Green. He didn't give him the lane. Gromley spins, draws the foul on one of the Glacier Bears. I'm not sure which one. Gromley went to the right, spun back, went back to the left. It's going to be on 1-5, and that's Matthew Green. That'll be his second personal foul. So Coach Ann over there is kind of looking and figuring out what she might want to do here. She can't let Matthew get into too much of a foul problem here. Gromley at the free throw line. He was 1-for-4, has 2 points, make it 3, picks up another one from the free throw line, and the Chiefs are perfect tonight. They were 5-for-13 last night at 39%. So I'm sure they discussed that a little bit at their shoot-around this afternoon. Romney's there, second shot, and this one's off the back of the iron. No rebound, fought for underneath. Swenton comes away with it. Nice rebound that time by Swenton as he just ripped it out of everybody else's hands and controlled it. Stearns with the dribble. He wanted to go inside. Going to be tapped away. Now he grabs it. They'll come back. They're going to force the issue now. Stearns stops. He wants to go back inside. Stolen away again as they tried to go to Swenton. Chiefs have the basketball. 19 seconds to go here, so they're going to work it around for one shot. Coach Scott says, I want one shot. Marsden way out to the top. 11 seconds to go in the quarter. Now he says, go. Winters out at the top on the dribble, down the center of the lane. Stops, kicks it back out to Gromley. A little shot from the baseline doesn't go. He gets his own rebound back. He'll put it up again. This one doesn't go. Well, you can hear that buzzer in the background. We're going to end this first quarter with the Haynes Glacier Bears only able to score 3 points, or 5 points, while the Metlakatla Chiefs finished the ball game with first quarter with 17 points.